This week's parsha is Parshas Dvarim, it's Shabbat Chazon. It's Shabbos in which we read about the Navi Yeshayo tells us about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It tells us about how we have to repent or else things are going to go bad. And we're approaching Tisha B'Av. Moshe Rabbeinu says, how could I lead you alone? Jewish people are troublesome. They're tough. And ultimately, we reached a point where the Beit HaMikdash had to be destroyed. When we discuss God's greatness, so usually we think, like we saw today in Tehillim, what's God's greatness? When you see an awesome exhibition of God's greatness, you see the sea split, you see the Jewish people are leading the way, you see everything successful, that there you feel you see God's greatness. And that's why as we approach the destruction, so different great leaders, when they described Hashem, they could no longer say, Akel ha-gadol ha-gibol va-nora, as Moshe Rabbeinu said. They took down a little bit. They said, where could I say God is gibol? God is with great might. One tribe has been sent to exile. Another tribe has been sent to exile. How could we say gibol, God's great might? We don't see it today. Then the temple was destroyed. They say, how could we say God is nora? God is awesome. The representation of God's awesomeness in this world was just destroyed. The Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. How could we do that? The Jews were sent to exile. And then after 70 years, we return. Along come the men of the great assembly, the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, and institute many institutions. They compile the Shmona Esrei. They prepare all the brachot that we have, they established. And they're called the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, the men of the great assembly. Ask the Gemara, why were they called the Anshei Knesset HaGdola? So if you'd ask me, I'd say they're called Anshei Knesset HaGdola because they established Shmona Esrei. They're called Anshei Knesset HaGdola because they established Judaism the way we know it today. Muktzeh, the whole concept of Muktzeh. They established. So many things that they established. Says the Gemara, why are they called the men of the great assembly, Anshei Knesset HaGdola? Because they gave God the glory again. They said, God is Akel, HaGadol, HaGibor, VaNora. They were able to say again after, for generations, the leaders felt they couldn't say God is the great, the mighty, the awesome God. They said we could still say it. Even though the temple is destroyed. That's their greatness. What was the greatness in that? Explains the Gemara that when you see the destruction of the temple, you have to recognize God's greatness in the destruction. The nations surrounded us with the intent of destroying the Jewish people. When they came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, they weren't only interested in destroying the Beis HaMikdash. They wanted to destroy the Jewish people. They came with the sole intent. There were mercenaries that came and said, don't pay us, we'll fight for free. We want to see the Jewish people destroyed. So here you have nations gathering, surrounding the Jewish people with one intent. To destroy the Jewish people, there should be nothing left. And at the end of the day, you have Tisha B'Av, the destruction, and the Jews are still there. All the nations, a pack of wolves surround one sheep. They say, we're going to destroy the sheep. No sheep's going to walk out of here alive. And the sheep are still alive. So the Anshei Knesset HaGdola said, in the destruction, right now, when we see the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, not when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, you could still say, Hinen Gvurtav, Hinen Oreltav. They are God's might, they are God's greatness. The fact that the Jewish people survive, even in the destruction, and in the destruction itself, we have to see God's greatness. We're standing today a year from the destruction of Gush Katif. A year ago, today, they were going in to destroy. Now, the era of Tisha B'Av, so they delayed it by a week. It was right after Tisha B'Av. This is when we saw Gush Katif destroyed. A year later, we're here. We're being fired at from Gush Katif. We're being fired there. They're sending bombs against us. From the north, they're sending Katyushat against us. So on the one hand, it's the 3 weeks. It's time destruction. It's true. We could see the destruction. But we have to remember that the men of the Great Assembly were called great, not because of their institutions, the Shmona Esrei, the blessings, all of that. That's not why they were called great. They were called great because in the time of destruction, in the destruction itself, they were able to see God's greatness. We have to recognize that the fact that we're still here is greatness in and of itself. We have to be appreciative for that. We don't say Shechiyanu during the 9 days, but we do have to appreciate Shechiyanu that God has allowed us to live this far. That's a miracle in and of itself, as Mark Twain said. And we have to strengthen ourselves, do tshuva, and hopefully these days that were days of destruction will become days of glory. A few years ago, there were the Camp David Peace Accords. and Prime Minister Begin was on his way to Israel. He was on his way to Camp David, and he stopped off in New York, and he met Rabbi Feinstein Zatzal. And he told Rabbi Feinstein that it pains him a lot that these accords are being done during the 3 weeks, the 9 days, a period when we were destroyed. This isn't the period when he wants to have a deal with the Egyptian king and the United States there. But he said President Carter was pressuring him and wouldn't let him get out of it. He couldn't delay it. He said, let's just do this whole accord after Tisha B'Av. And he couldn't, whatever he did, Carter was pushing. He couldn't push it off. So Rabbi Feinstein told him, he said, the Medrash says, the Yerushalmi says, that Mashiach was born on Tisha B'Av. That's what it says. On the day the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, on that day itself the Mashiach was born. Chazal teach us that the same point of destruction is also the point of rebirth, of renewal, of the rebuilding of the Jewish people. We have to know that Tisha B'Av is going to be a holiday, God willing. And even though this period is the period of our destruction, it's also the source of strength of our future. It's also the source of the Mashiach. In Bezrat Hashem, this year already we should merit to see it turn Me'eva Yom Tov.
Rav, have a